and its military action will continue, including a possible ground offensive. From Gaza City, John Donison reports.
For the people of Gaza tonight, it looked like war. And as in most wars, civilians caught up in the violence, the impact of Israel's military might. And the first target today was the biggest. This was all that was left of Ahmad al-Jabari's car, Hamas's most senior military leader, hit by an Israeli airstrike as he traveled through Gaza City. He was 46 years old. He died instantly. Hamas, which governs in Gaza, sees this as a major provocation.
Our Zionist enemy will, God willing, pay a price for this cowardly assassination because he was one of our most exceptional leaders.
Ahmed al-Jabari sat at the top of Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades. Tonight, the Israeli military published this image of the man it blames for a string of deadly attacks. The army released video footage of him being tracked and then the moment when his car was hit.